four lanes go one way, and then there's a big park, and then four lanes go the other way. And we were on the part that was new, and I didn't know where to work. Thank you. What's that?
Oh, I just showed you how I entered, right?
Oh, yeah.
Put it in your pocket.
I just really turned around. I made Daddy go back and show me all over there.
Put that in your pocket.
What?
Put that in your pocket.
Well, I can't do that. I want to take a pen.
Well, that's a gift to me. I can get another old Sanger Bank.
Okay.
Tell them I need one.
Thank you, I will. My daddy works in the bank. You know, they used to get pens all the time, and they don't get much anymore. I don't know what they do.
They keep me one.
Huh. You know, my husband's father used to run a tire company, and he used to have pens, you know, it's a Fraser Moore tire company. Thank you, I will. I can always use pens, because I'm in school.
That started the... kind of cutting out on you.
Well, I'll keep an eye on it.
A little rough.
Now let's see. Oh, I was going to ask you, how did y'all, this house that you were talking about, how did you all heat that house?
Wood.
With wood?
Wood and gold.
Yeah, what kind of a stove or whatever did you have for the wood?
Well, we had a, no, it's up yard in the pasture one like it got out there at Earl. Kind of a long stove, oh, about this high. It was wider than that.
Uh-huh.
Had place on the top you can boil water or grass.
Uh-huh.
But it's long enough where you could put a long chunk of wood in it.
Uh-huh.
We had another heater that set up. It was square. It had lids on it where you put a pot on it or anything.
What room was the stove in? I guess that was in the kitchen.
That wood stove. Well, we had it at each different times with living places. I remember two stoves like that we had.
Uh-huh.
But when we was here, we had there's a stove up yonder, wood stove.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy, at one time, the folks I remember had a little taller stove.
What did you have the heater in one of the bedrooms or what?
No, in the like here in the sitting room. Here's where it.
Oh, right.
Not
there?
That. No, that is a on the cook stove to. What is it for? Bringing air.
What do you call that top thing? It goes up through the ceiling like that. And takes the smoke on out.
There, yeah. I don't know. We had one on a cook stove.
Uh-huh.
This is what this hole is for.
Uh-huh.
Carried the steam and stuff out.
Yeah. What do you call that stuff that's left in the... it's left when the fire burns down, after the fire burns down?
I guess... Oh, you mean in the stove?
Yeah.
Ashes.
Okay. How did you all? Did you ever have to build a fire yourself?
When I was growing up, that's what I done. We had a fireplace part of the time.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They used to call me to build a fire.
That was your job, huh?
Uh-huh.
What did you
usually
do? How'd you make it?
Well, usually always there's some coal left, not in the stove, but in the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
You cover them coals up at night. Part of the wood that hadn't coals on it, and just uncover that, and put a piece of paper, a little kindling or something there, a little piece of board.
What'd you use for kindling usually?
Well, just we always cut our own wood, and where we chopped out would be, we hit that axe, chop out a piece, we'd usually gather them up, and take them in, and just keep cleared around, and cobs, and up with the corn, and everything. You like that.
What kind of wood did you usually use for the fire?